تمام ارزش ها و صفاتی که انسان احترام میگذاره، همه این ارزش ها در علی ابن ابی طالب جمعه.
Human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
Imam Ali عليه السلام, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
Universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being. A brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time.
قال علي عليه السلام العفاف زينة الفقر والشكر زينة الغنى.
Imam Ali said, "The beauty of destitution is chastity, and the beauty of riches is gratefulness."
Welcome back, dear friends. It's an honor to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the program's To My Brother, and we were discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali, the son of Abu Talib, alayhi salam. Dear friends, the Muslims unanimously believe that the pillars of Islam were strengthened by Imam Ali. And so we find, dear brothers and sisters, dear friends, that Imam Ali alayhi salam, peace and blessings upon him, defended the Holy Prophet, which in reality means that he defended the word of Allah and he defended the message of Islam with his body, with his soul, with his heart, and of course with his sword. Now, this defense of Islam at the hands of Imam Ali's sword, of course, is something which cannot be overlooked by history. And thus, history has established as a fact that the sword of Imam Ali, is what defended Islam and defended the Messenger of Allah in the most sensitive of times. And so in this relation, there is no one who preceded or was better than Imam Ali alayhi salam, and there was no one who could reach this position of Imam Ali as the defender of Islam even after Imam Ali alayhi salam. Imam Ali was courageous and valorous in the battlefields. He was Allah's sword, and he was the remover of sorrow from the face of the Holy Prophet, to such an extent that Imam Ali amazed the angels when he attacked the kuffar without any fear and with total courage and bravery. So, dear friends, we are the followers of Imam Ali. And if some of us aren't the followers of Imam Ali, nonetheless, we respect him as the fourth caliph of the Muslims. We respect him as the sword of Islam. We respect him because he is the champion of Islam who protected and defended Islam in its most sensitive of times. Of course, as a Shia Muslim, we respect and love Imam Ali, for he is the successor of the Holy Prophet. He is the first divinely appointed Imam. And so, in any manner that you regard Imam Ali, and you respect Imam Ali, and you love Imam Ali, this is what we learn: to be brave, to be courageous, to defend Islam as much as we possibly can. This, dear friends, a beautiful lesson, the defense of Islam, the protection of Islam, brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
In the name of Allah, Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. Welcome to this segment of To My Brother. My name is Muhammad. After returning from the Battle of Siffin, Imam Ali gave certain pieces of advice to one of his sons. Historians consider him to be Imam Hassan alayhi salam, while others are of the opinion that he was Muhammadul Hanafiya. He wrote this letter in the form of a will. They deal with almost every aspect of life, which goes a long way to make a man successful in life, brave, humane, generous, virtuous, and pious. Today, I'm going to read to you an excerpt from the last will of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Please stay with us. My dear son, develop the habit of patience against sufferings, calamities, and adversities. This virtue of patience is one of the highest values of morality and nobility of character, and it is the best habit which one can develop. Trust in Allah and let your mind seek His protection in every calamity and suffering, because you will thus entrust yourself and your affairs to the best trustee and to the mightiest guardian. Do not seek help or protection from anybody but Allah. Reserve your prayers, your requests, your solicitations, your supplications, and your entreaties to Him and Him alone, because to grant, to give, to confer, and to bestow, as well as to withhold, to deprive, to refuse, and to debar, lies only in His power. Ask as much of His blessings and seek as much of His guidance as you can. Try to understand my exhortation. Ponder over them deeply. Do not take them lightly, and do not turn away from them, because the best knowledge is that which benefits the listener. The knowledge which does not benefit anybody is useless, not valuable, and not worth learning and remembering. My dear son, when I realized that I was getting old, and when I felt that weakness and feebleness are gradually creeping into me, then I hastened to advise you as to the best ways of leading a noble, virtuous, and useful life. I hated the idea that death should overtake me before I tell you all that I wanted to tell, or before my mental capacities, like my bodily strength, are weak.
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And I would like to begin with this very question about Amir al-Mu'mineen. And the question about who is Ali is actually a very simple question. What I want to answer tonight is the question of what is Ali. There is a difference between who is Ali and what is Ali. So you can have the physical Quran, but if you really want the true interpretation of the Quran, you need an imam who is the warith of the Quran. And therefore, there is no one among the companions of the Prophet has ever claimed what Ali claimed about the Quran. There is no one who has claimed about the Quran among the companions of the Prophet the way Ali has claimed. And what does he say? He says, ask me before you lose me. You know, many places he says, Saluni, Saluni, Qablan, Tafqiduni. Ask me before you lose me. And then he says, why? He says, for by the one who split the grain and created the soul of the human being, if you ask me which verse of the Quran was revealed at the night time or the daytime, whether it was revealed in Makkah or in Medina, or it was revealed when the Prophet was traveling or he was stationed in Medina, or whether the ayat was abrogated or the one which abrogated the other ayat, whether the ayat is muhkam and clear or an ayat which is mutashabe and of a symbolic nature, and whether you need its interpretation or the context in which the revelation came, I shall indeed inform you about it. But remember, having said all this, just to say that Ali is a good teacher and scholar of Quran is not sufficient. There are many, many scholars of Quran in the world, the good ones, the bad ones. And so don't say Ali is a good scholar of the Quran. He is something greater than that. And that is what I would try to explain to when I say what is Ali, especially in the context of the Quran itself.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.